आदि पुरुषा तमहं भजामि गोविंदं आदि पुरुषा तमहं भजामि गोविंदं
आदि पुरुषा तमहं भजामि
Should I start to say something?
Yes.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Where's Krishna Prabhupada? All glories to Yamuna Devi. I'm very honored to have been asked to say something here this evening, and I'm thanking Mother Malati and all the other devotees who have worked so diligently to put this memorial together for Yamuna. I won't take long, but I did want to express what I have in my heart. It's been very difficult these last few days. I was 19 years old when I met Yamuna for the first time. I was a student in Paris at the Sorbonne, and I, at the recommendation of Umapati Swami, I came to London to visit the temple. And Yamuna was the first devotee I knew. She was serving lunch out and invited me to sit down. And over the next few weeks, I just realized I've been invited into the company of an extraordinary human being. Everything about her was larger than life. Her voice could go from very delicate and angelic to very deep and loud and profound. And her devotion was larger than life. I would just be mesmerized watching her serve the deities of Radha Lundanishwar with so much love and devotion. Her heart was larger than life. The care that she expressed for young people like myself coming to the temple. And her love for Prabhupada was larger than life. At age 19, seeing her just offering her love to Prabhupada was inspiring. I didn't understand it. It was so profound. But I wanted to understand it. So she was very kind and took me under her wing. She and the other devotees there, Shyam Sundar and Malati and Gurudas and Mukunda and Janaki, they're the reason I'm here now. They adopted me. They took care of me.
Govinda.